From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The U.S. Army has had remarkable success this summer qualifying soldiers to compete at the Olympic Games in Brazil. The Army supports a corps of runners who nearly all come from the cradle of distance running champions in Kenya. Some live and train in Oregon, while the majority are based here at Fort Carson. Correspondent Tom Bonsi explains why the Army grooms Olympic athletes, a bunch of whom only recently became U.S. citizens.
This year's USA indoor runner-up at 3,000 meters from the U.S. Army, Paul Chelimo.
We're at the crowded start of the men's 5,000-meter race at the U.S. Olympic team trials held in Eugene, Oregon last month.
On your marks.
The elite runners at the line mostly wear the brightly colored uniforms of their shoe company sponsors. But there's also a pair of slender guys in beige, black, and camouflage with word Army in big letters across their chests. After 12 laps, the race comes down to a furious sprint to the finish. U.S. Army soldier Paul Chelimo finishes in the top three to make the Olympic team.
I was like, you know what? Let it be what it can be, you know? So I just decided to push.
Chelimo is the fourth Army runner to make the Olympic team. All four were born and raised and started running in the highlands of Kenya. They got athletic scholarships to American universities. After college, they enlisted in the U.S. Army, which non-citizens with legal residency can do. Chelimo signed up for 4 years in 2014.
Actually, my main goal was to represent the United States, and being an Olympian is the best way to represent the United States. And so as soon as I joined, I knew about Double Cup. And
that being the Army's world-class athlete training program.
That was the best program because I could do my career as a soldier and also focus on my talent, you know.
You might not know this, but military service provides a fast track to U.S. citizenship. Normally, a green card holder has to wait 5 years to apply to naturalize, but after the terrorist attacks of 9/11, Congress voted to allow immigrants in the military to apply as soon as they wanted. Because of this, Chelimo and his Kenyan countrymen could and did receive citizenship quickly, in time to compete for a slot on this year's U.S. Olympic team. Soldier Shadrach Kipchichir qualified in the 10,000 meters.
It's not about me. It's all about all the soldiers that sacrificed their life and, you know, and dedication and hard work. I'm not going to let them down.
The Army's head coach for track and field is a former Olympian himself and a major in the Oregon National Guard. Dan Brown explains why the Army created a Fort Carson-based unit where soldiers collect regular pay while focusing on Olympic and Paralympic training.
They are great ambassadors for the Army. They represent sacrifice, determination, loyalty, commitment, you know, all of our ethos.
It was Brown who convinced his superiors to let some of the Army runners relocate to his hometown of Beaverton, Oregon. That's far from the nearest Army post, but home to Nike World Headquarters and a cadre of other professional runners to work out with. Kipchichir says training at the highest level and attending to Army tasks, like making recruiting appearances, is not easy.
You know, like the Nike athletes, their job is just running. They concentrate on just running. But ours, like soldiers first. We are the soldiers first.
This year, the Fort Carson-based world-class athlete program qualified a total of 7 soldier athletes for the Summer Games in Brazil. That's 4 runners, a race walker, a pistol marksman, and 1 competitor in modern pentathlon. In addition, an Army archer and a swimmer qualified for the Paralympic Games for physically disabled athletes, which follow the Summer Games. The U.S. Air Force also has an elite athlete program. 2 recent Air Force Academy graduates are going to the Rio Games, one in pole vault and the other in prone rifle. For KRCC News, I'm Tom Bonsi.